Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cranking it up for hour number two here at the Borgata. Obviously, lots of things to talk about. Eagles played on Thursday night, so it's not as much a part of the conversation. But as I mentioned to start the show, I just can't figure out when this team's going to lose a game. I mean, nobody wants them to lose a game. The way the schedule sets up, if they're not the number one seed, I would be shocked, shocked if they're not the number one seed, because there's nobody else that's even in their, you know, in their class. I mean, there's not that many good teams in the NFC. I mean, if you really break it down, I don't think Minnesota's good, but not good enough. San Francisco's good, but they got no shot with Jimmy Garoppolo. And we know the Cowboys always choke. And they got Dak Prescott, who will never, ever, 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 ever win a Super Bowl. Ever. So, you know, they're good, but they're just not good enough. So, and then the Sixers, talk about not good enough. Got to bust it up, boys. Got to bust it up. It's another one of those, start it again, hit the reset button, blow it up. You've already made too many mistakes. Just blow it up. Let's go to John. John, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, Howard. Thanks for taking my call today.
No problem.
I want to start off by saying thank you to the Phillies. I mean, I'll be the first one to say, and you and I have talked, that they were definitely going to make the playoffs. I didn't feel like they were going to make any noise in the playoffs, and what they accomplished is really kind of something special. I don't know that we can come back from where we were, especially with Wheeler pitching. And I know they said it was fatigue, but you got to believe he's still hurting a little bit, so... You know, if we can get a couple good innings, maybe we can pull this off. But, you know, with that being said, just thank you to the Phillies for everything they've accomplished this year.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of people. When you think about, well, think about what they were in the middle of September. They were an average team. And then where they are now, it's just, I don't know that, you know, when you look at a 162-game schedule and you have the team with the worst record of any playoff team, or the fewest wins of any playoff team, we'll look at it that way, and in the World Series, I don't know that that's a good thing to play 162 for that. But it doesn't make any difference to the people in Philadelphia, because it's created a ton of excitement. No question. No question. You know, they have a difficult task. They're on the road against the best team in baseball. I mean, that would be... it's a major accomplishment to win a World Series anyway, but a major accomplishment to win in Houston. But it can be done, there's no question.
No, absolutely. Anything can happen, and we proved that just by making it to where we are now. I mean, but
yep.
What you and I have talked about before is, you know, you have to put the ball in play because anything can happen, and
defense will
probably come back at some point to hurt this team, and it has. And unfortunately, you know, cost us probably at least two games this series with the, you know, with our hitting and our fielding. But nonetheless, I mean, you know, thank you, Phillies.
Yeah, okay. That's all right. All right, what's your most devastating loss?
I'm not sure if it was said. I'm going to say the Kawhi Leonard last second shot in the...
The Toronto, the playoff game. Yeah, okay. John, I'll put you in the mix. All right, hey, thanks for the call and have a great day. Take care. All right, let's go. It's the dope portion of the program. Captain Cockroach Cowboy. What's happening, dope?
King of buffoons and idiots. How are you today?
I have never had a bad day in my life, and I'm at the Borgata, so how bad could it be?
Beautiful at the Borgata. I love it there.
Yes.
I need to get there while you're there so I can strangle you.
Yeah, well, but you never made that bet when the Eagles played the Cowboys. You never took me on that. So
no,
that's
I did
right.
not.
Because you got
we're
this.
Not going to rehash that.
Okay.
But this is what I'm going to say to you.
Okay.
The Eagles will not go undefeated. The rules
no, and I don't think so. I don't think so either.
Yeah, well, you know, I think they'll lose on Christmas Eve. And then I think there'll be another surprise.
Yeah, what's the other surprise? Going to lose, and I think they're going to lose on Christmas Eve only because it's the third straight road game, and that's really difficult to win.
Really?
Yes. That's the reason. It's not because the Cowboys are better.
Would it be Dak Prescott's 7-3 career record versus the Eagles?
I don't really care about what's happened in the past.
Oh, okay.
All right, the past is the past.
I remember when you said Carson Wentz was
If you
back.
Want to say the past is the past, of the two teams, which team has won a Super Bowl, the last to win a Super Bowl? Which team was it?
Well, considering you're right, they are in last place with Super Bowls. They only got one. Everybody else in the division has multiple. So you're right. They are in last place when it comes to Super Bowl.
Well, that's why I don't like to deal in the past, because you come up with excuses.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Do you think the Cowboys are better than the Eagles?
I do.
Well, you're an idiot.
Well,
right, how's
so
that?
You.
How's that?
Because I know
idiot.
They're better at quarterback. I know they're better at running back. And the defense is better.
What running back? What running? Zeke Elliott is done. Is
Take
done. Pollard's better than Zeke Elliott, but he's not better than Miles Sanders.
You know nothing about football.
You know what? You know nothing about anything.
And let me tell you something. I loved your attire last week. You think nobody caught on? You wore business colors. You wore the navy blue and the orange. I picked that up, by the way, when you did the pregame show. You think you slick? I saw you.
I wore orange for Halloween. It was the Pittsburgh.
Navy blue and orange, and they were Bears colors.
Actually, you know what? You know what's amazing? Somebody else said I wore blue. It was a charcoal gray suit. With an orange tape. Well, I don't care what it looked like. I'm telling you what it was. I know what I wore. It was not blue. I do wear blue, but it was not blue, you dope.
You idiot. You wore Bears colors trying to be slick. I knew what you were doing.
I wore orange for Halloween. It was Halloween weekend, you nitwit.
You were subliminally rooting for the Bears. I know you were.
Bears? Why? I had no point of reference with the Bears.
Because they were playing the Cowboys. That's
I could care less.
You want to know my most devastating loss?
Oh, my
Jackie
gosh.
Smith, do you remember
that? Do you ever have anything intelligent to say in life?
You know I do. I'm speaking intelligent now. Do you want to talk about Jackie Smith dropping the ball?
I don't.
Most devastating loss.
Okay.
Can we talk about that?
Let's go. No.
Were you there? Were you at that Super Bowl?
No, I was not at that Super Bowl.
Why weren't you there?
Because it was before I started to go Super. It was before 1980. All right. Here's what I'm going to. I'm going to ask you one more question. Do you think? I'll ask it this way. Which team do you think is better between the Eagles and the Cowboys?
Honestly, I think you know this. The one thing I do know that you know.
Answer the question.
Will you let me finish? Teams with the better quarterback are the better team. Dallas obviously has the better quarterback, so they're obviously the better team.
That is terrible answer. That is a terrible answer.
Question. It's a simple answer for a simple man. You are a simple man. And the Cowboys will win by double digits on Christmas.
Is that right? Is that right? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Which
and I'll bet you a dollar.
Oh, now you're going to bet me a dollar. All right, here, I'm sorry, I did say I was only going to ask you one more question. Here's the next question. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, no, tell me
I'm
if this sounds like hanging up on you. There you go.
Get your damn act together.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Let's go to Jim. Jim, you're on WIP.
Jim, how are you?
I'm wonderful, Jim. I never had a bad day in my life. How are
I know you?
You
have. That's a great thing, man.
I know. Really?
Yeah,
is.
I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
Hey, I don't think anybody should be surprised the way the Phillies are playing. They've been playing like this all year. Either they hit the home runs or, you know, they don't. When they don't, they don't usually win. So the hope we have is they can start hitting some home runs.
Yeah, well, if they hit home runs, then they'll obviously score runs.
Exactly.
Yeah, that is... It's not the way you're going to win at this point in the season.
Right.
But you know, hey, they've gotten this far, so they deserve credit for that, for sure.
Yeah, anything can happen. You never know.
I know. I've heard that before, too.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yep.
Anyway.
Yes?
I think I have a devastating loss.
Uh-oh.
How about Doc Holliday losing that 2-1 game to the Cardinals, who shouldn't have
2-1
been
or
in
1-0?
The playoffs.
Was it 1-0?
Yeah,
1-0.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it was 1-0. Yeah.
You got to get the facts right there, Jim.
Yeah, I knew it was 1-0.
But that's all right. That was a pretty devastating loss. You are correct. You're in the mix there, Jim.
Thanks, Howard.
You're in the mix. I'm Howard Eskin here on a wonderful day at the Borgata. That question, as I mentioned earlier, and you know our questions each week, are for a chance to win a $100 gift certificate to DeBruno Brothers. Check them all out at DeBruno.com. Food there is sensational. The meats, the cheeses, the food, the catering, the gift boxes. Everything that you can think of that you want to make you happy, you can find at DeBruno Brothers. Nothing like it. Any one of their 6 locations. All right, let's go to Sean. You're on WIP.
What's going on, Howard?
Another day in paradise, Sean.
Damn right, you're at the Borgata. I'm not. Yeah, congratulations too on the Philadelphia Sports Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it was. I understand now. Obviously, I couldn't be there.
Well, my friend spoke for you. I'm friends with Rob Maddie. So
okay, yeah, he accepted my award, and I understand he did. I know. I was told by people that were there he did a great job accepting my award.
He didn't call anyone a moron, a dope, or
you know. And then I got roasted by Pat Williams, but that's okay. People. You know, fun at my expense, but it was nice, and too bad. I wish it was on another date, but I had to do my job, and my job was to be part of the broadcast for the Eagles and at the Houston game. So it was all good.
You chose a great guy to accept it for you, so he's a good dude. First off, I just want to do Sixers and then Phillies. Maury is a moron, if you can spell moron. This guy basically brought the Houston Rockets that didn't win anything to Philly.
The Sixers have been conned more times, I think, than any team in the NBA with different people. It's not just one person. But Daryl Morey is not a guy that's going to win a championship for you or help win. He's built a poor team. The only way out is to blow it up and start all over again. But I don't want to start all over again with Daryl Morey. It's just no way he's going to get it done.
No, it's never
the bench can't score. You know, he's got done all these things. P.J. Tucker looks like he's 96 years old. Hey, he was a good player at one time, but sign him to a 3-year contract. But Daryl Morey won't be here at the end of that 3-year contract. I mean, it's ridiculous, the team they put together. And he's now waited too long to try to trade Joel Embiid. Hey, Joel Embiid is a terrific player, but he's not a champion. He's not a champion.
No, they're processing the process again. I can't take it anymore. And the fact that the Nets want to trade Ben Simmons again. I know he told your dog, you know, congratulations, you know, whatever, sorry for your loss.
Yeah, I know. He showed compassion when my dog was put down, and that was sad.
Yeah,
very sad for me. But
Sorry, I mean, a layup.
Yeah, I know. He apparently has a heart, but he's just not a good player. But even with that said, I just don't think it was a good trade for the Sixers. They could have made a trade with Sacramento and gotten Haliburton and Buddy Hield, and they would have been better. They would have been better off.
And I'm
Haliburton's
glad you said
got a chance to be a good young player.
Howard, listen, who did they not want to include in the trade? And the kid doesn't play right now. He's not even playing. Matisse Thybulle. They wouldn't put Thybulle in that trade to make that
Thybulle
trade.
Thybulle can't play dead. Stinks.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't understand what this guy's doing. I can't stand it. So, real quick with the Phillies. They got here. I'm not going to be the guy like, oh, you know, dude, congratulations on that. But they're here. They're. I'm telling you right now, they're going to win tonight. They're going to win. I don't know how. I think it's going to be the bullpen that comes in. Because here's my question to you. If Wheeler comes out and throws 94, how long do you let that guy pitch? Because he has arm fatigue, correct?
He has what?
Arm fatigue, right? Isn't that the whole thing with him?
Well, they say his arm's a little tight. They haven't said it. They've implied that his arm's
a little
tight.
Well, you know that's what they're saying. So
yeah,
well,
hey, listen. Here's what it comes down to. He's got to pitch well, and the Phillies have to score runs without home runs.
You gotta play baseball, as in bunting the ball, which they should have did the night before,
I don't know about bunts, but make contact. They've struck out 26 times in two games.
And then we got a guy, Castellanos, that we're paying millions of dollars that became a punch and Judy hitter, and he couldn't be a punch and Judy hitter when we need him to. You know what I mean?
So he's not had a good year.
And if Aaron Nola has to pitch game 7, I'm out.
Ranger's probably going to pitch. If there's a game 7, he'll probably pitch. All right, what's your most devastating loss?
So you're going to hate me for this, Howard. I'm a 3-for-4 fan. So, you know, when the Deshaun Jackson ran the touchdown back against the Giants.
Because you're a Giants fan.
Correct, yes.
Well, it still was a devastating loss for the Giants. I'll put it in the mix. It's not that I don't like it. I love the play, but I appreciate the call. All right, Sean, take care. Let's go to Lewis. Lewis, Lewis? I'm sorry. I got to take care. I got to take care of some things here. So hold on, and we will get to you. Mark Lawrence will join us at 9:40, but we'll get back to the phones afterwards. We'll have people without the Eagles. It's one less game to talk about with Mark, but we'll take a look at the college and pro football. 215-592-9494. I'm Howard Eskin. The time now is 9:19. And when you start a day, there's so many ways to start a day the right way. There's one way that I know of. One of the ways you can start a day and make it a great day. What better way to start a day than with a snack of Tasty Cake? Tasty Cake is terrific. Put a smile on your face. It's better than anything you can think of. You know, a piece of birthday cake. Nah, get rid of that. I can't think of anything. Cookies, cake, whatever. Call it a Miss Cake. Call it whatever you want to call it. But if it's not a Tasty Cake, you're not doing the right thing. And you're not starting your day off right, although it can be any part of the day. It's not a Tasty Cake, it's a Miss Cake. Because there's nothing better. Nothing better than a butterscotch crimpet. Nothing better than a chocolate peanut butter candy cake. There's nothing better than the Tasty Claire pie. Any one of their pies, cakes, sensational. It's a Tasty Cake. There's nothing better than Tasty Cake, except no substitutes.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
94 WIP here at the Borgata. Let's head right back to the phones. Lewis, you're on WIP.
Morning, Howard. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. I'm kind of jumping the gun with this question, but I'm super proud of the Phillies. But I'm just curious how you think this offseason is going to play out. Do you think they trim the financial fat by not re-signing Reese and Gene, and they go after a Bogarts or a Trey Turner?
Wait a minute. You don't just not re-sign somebody. Now, the only question I think right now on this team of the key players would be Segura. He has an $18 million option, but he's actually turned it up over the last month. You know, that's a tough choice. Yeah, a month ago, I would have said they're not going to pick up the option on Segura. I'm not sure of that now. Rhys Hoskins, still you can trade him because he's still under arbitration rights. So you can trade him, but just not to re-sign him would be foolish. All right, so I know that has to be a thought of the Phillies, is to trade Hoskins and maybe put Bohm at first base. But Hoskins, we know he's not good defensively, and we know the Phillies have issues defensively. But I don't know, with the way they've built this team, they might and they would miss his home runs. I don't know how you fill that role depending on who you sign. But there's some decisions that the Phillies are going to have to make in the offseason for sure.
Do you think Trey Turner or Bogarts would be a do you think it's possible, really, my question?
Well, I mean, anything's possible if you pay the money. But there's only so many players. They can't just keep on going out and re-signing players, or not re-signing, but signing players, and go further over the luxury tax. That's a lot of money. I mean, it sounds great. That's not the way you build a team. You build a team with your young players, and that's what they have to do. I mean, Trey Turner would probably be great to have on this team. His contract's going to be $350 to $400 million, most likely. It's a lot of money. Yeah. How many of those guys can you have on the team?
Yeah, very true. Do you see Derek Hall playing into the long-term plans of the Phillies?
No, the only thing he does is hit. And they have 100 DHs on this team now.
Yeah.
So, he had some nice at-bats for the Phillies, but there's a reason he didn't start on the major league roster. And you can't put him in the field. You can't add more flaws defensively. Yeah, it's not even a thought. There's not even a thought along those lines. All right, what's your most devastating loss?
Guys stole my thunder with Kawhi Leonard, but I'll just go with us blowing the 7-run lead against the Mets. Having a look at those stupid Mets fans that whole game drove me nuts.
When was this?
This season, when we blew the game against the Mets.
Oh, this season. Okay.
Yeah, they've blown leads.
They've almost blown others. All right, you're in the mix. All right, thanks for the call. Let's go to Lamont, another Cowboy.
Good morning,
dope.
Howard.
Yeah, what do you want?
Good morning, Howard. Let me play your song for you, Howard. The party's over.
And what party are we talking about?
Hey, Howard. You know the baseball game tonight is over, Howard. And the Phillies. The Phillies are done tonight, Howard.
They could be, but they still
don't. No, they are, Howard. It's over tonight, Howard.
Now they're going to win because you said that.
Seven games is over.
Okay.
Tonight. Dusty Baker is the best coach ever. Trust me.
Okay. Well, that's not true, and I like Dusty. But
yeah, he's a good man, Howard. I'm telling you that now.
I know that.
Great American he is. Great American man.
Whatever. right. Yes, what else do you have for us today?
I was waiting for you, Howard. Hey, Howard, and let me tell you something. The Eagles, you always said the Eagles got a better record than the Cowboys. They do. On paper, it shows that they are better. But, Howard, who have they played, Howard?
Who has anybody played?
Howard,
who have the stop. Who have the Cowboys played? They all play the same teams.
Yeah, we play Tampa Bay. They stink.
They stink. Tampa stinks. Tom Brady's done. He's over. He's gone. He's not the GOAT anyway, but he's done. He waited.
Howard,
he stayed around.
Listen to me, Howard. When you're going through a marriage and stuff, I've never been married before, Howard, but when you're going through that type of stuff, it takes stuff out of you. I'm telling you. That's why Tom ain't the way he is now.
Done.
Come on, Howard. Come on, Howard. You know it, Howard. It's too much, Howard.
Okay. Is that all you have to offer today?
No. I just want you to know Dusty Baker closed it out tonight. Houston closed it out tonight, Howard.
Okay.
It's all over.
All right. Thanks. Get out of here. Enough of all that. Doug, you're on WIP.
I feel like my IQ just dropped 20 points listening to these Cowboys fans. I mean, isn't there a station in Dallas I can call in?
What's that?
Anyway,
I didn't understand what you just said.
Nah, listen to these Cowboys fans. I feel like my IQ just dropped 20 points. Exactly.
Yeah, idiots. I mean, idiots and dopes. Yeah.
There's a station in Dallas I'm sure they could call into. Anyway, I mean, I called up the station last night, talked to the overnight guys, like, I'll work. And, you know, I just want to say that, like, you know, Rob Thompson's going to go in there. I think he's going to rally the troops tonight. And I don't think he's got to do much because, you know what, they're professionals. They know what they got to do. And if I'm Rob Thompson, I'm just going to tell the guys the next 9 innings have nothing to do with baseball except what kind of men you are. I mean, it's go time. It's do or die. So they know what they got to do. I think we're going to take game 6 tonight, and then we'll just do after game 7.
Okay. All right. It's that simple. It's good. I don't even know why they're playing the game after listening to you. So, all right, what's your most devastating loss?
That would be June 9th, 2010. That was my birthday. My Phillies game got rained out, and the Flyers lost the Stanley Cup.
Was that Chicago?
That was the game 6 at home, and Jeff Carter missed the empty net, and Patrick King had that weird goal that played like in the corner of the net.
All right, that's a good one. All right, you're in the mix. You're in the mix. Let's go to Vince. Vince, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Howard, real quick, one great thing about the Phillies' improbable run here is that I've been around long enough to see, you know, say when both the Phillies and the Eagles were good at the same time, but it seems like all the teams are supporting each other, which is a refreshing change from years past.
Yep.
You know, and it just gives, I think, overall the city like a really good feeling that everybody's...
I agree.
You know, with the increase in, like, everybody's benefiting, like the local businesses and everything. I just think it gives...
Well, whenever you have extended seasons like that in big games, it certainly helps businesses. That's a fact of life all the time when this happens.
Yeah. I don't know if this will qualify as a devastating loss, but it's like a non-Philadelphia one, but it still gets me angry to this day.
Go ahead.
Is that stupid, the Super Bowl and freaking, Russell Wilson throws that goal line interception.
Russell Wilson is a stone-cold stiff right now. How about how bad a shape Denver's in? It's a joke. They have a terrible quarterback in Russell Wilson. Yeah, I mean, the coach made a mistake with the play call. But Russell Wilson, you don't throw the ball with the defenders that close. You don't throw the ball. You have a timeout. You have another play. You have another down. It was terrible. But that was devastating for Seattle. All right, you're in the mix there. You're in the mix, Vince. Let's go to Dennis. You're on WIP.
Howard, how could you get both double doink dopes from the Cowboys, Captain Cowboy and Lamont, in the same show?
I guess I'm just lucky.
Gee, Willie. And Dusty Baker may be a really nice man, but the best coach ever? Bit of a stretch.
No, I said he's not the best. He's not the best manager ever, but I think he's a good manager.
Yeah, I mean, he's had plenty of opportunities to win before, and he hasn't, but that doesn't mean...
Well, yeah, but he's gotten there. It's like Marv Levy. People criticize Marv Levy. To get to 4 straight Super Bowls for the Buffalo Bills is amazing. is amazing. Now, you don't win, but it's amazing. Yep.
I don't think anybody's ever gone to four straight other than him.
No, it's never happened. Yep.
So Castellanos can't keep batting behind Harper. That's the key for tonight, in my opinion. What do you think?
Got
to put Segura there. Segura puts the bat on the ball.
Well, you're not changing the lineup, but the Phillies need to put the ball in play. But that's hard. I mean, Houston's got good pitching. That's hard. That is hard.
Yeah, people didn't realize how good of a pitching staff. They got four or five quality starters and good relievers and a good defense, and we don't have four or five quality starters or a good defense.
No, that's another thing they have to address in the offseason. They need another starter.
Yep.
You can, you know, say, well, Suarez, and you can Kyle Gibson, we know, is not a starter. Syndergaard's right. not going to be a starter. They need another starter. Yeah, to have a bullpen game, which right. would have been the third game of the World Series until there was a rainout, is a joke.
It's a big joke.
Yeah.
We need two things. But you know, getting to the sixth game of the World Series, they have a good team. Yep. They need a true leadoff hitter, a guy that gets on. Schwarber really isn't a true leadoff hitter. I mean, yeah, he's really not. He's had a good year.
I'm not a fan of Schwarber leading off. I mean, Schwarber's done a nice job for the Phillies this year.
Yes,
but I am not a fan of him leading off. But that's
he doesn't get on base enough.
He does walk. He does walk, but he doesn't. There's so many.
He doesn't steal bases.
So many problems with the way baseball is today. You want power hitters, one or two. You walk. You don't care about strikeouts. It's a bunch of nonsense. They've basically ruined the game. All right, what's your most?
We need another starting pitcher. And we need a leadoff hitter. That's what I think we have to address.
I would agree with that. All right, what's your most devastating loss?
Has anybody said the quadruple doink up there in Canada? The basketball game.
Yeah, the Kawhi Leonard. Yes. Yep.
All right, my man. Thanks.
All right. Take care. 94. It is WIP. We are at the Borgata, and there's other things, and we'll get back to the calls after we talk to Mark Lawrence, and we'll check in with Mark Lawrence to see what's going on with college and the pro football. We're at the Borgata, and the time now is 9:37. All right, here's what's happening at the Borgata. Besides all the terrific, sensational people, whether you have managers or the staff here or people, it's just so nice. And you deserve a getaway, right? Experience award-winning restaurants, exciting bars with live music, A-class entertainment. Sebastian Maniscalco, right at the event center, right next to where we're broadcasting from. Two shows last night, another two tonight. You have a spacious casino filled with your favorite games. The action at Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa doesn't stop. You can book your getaway. You can do it today. Borgata Comedy Club, the longest-running comedy club in Atlantic City and one of the best entertainment deals in town. Three new headline comedians each week will have... they're going to have you laughing. You want to have fun, you're going to have it here. You're a winner this winter during Borgata's $1.2 million winning Wonderland. Earn entries now through December 31st to be one of 1,200 lucky winners, plus... Two grand prize winners will win a 2023 Audi Q8 Prestige. Four winners will win a luxurious escape to Baja Mar. Drawings will be held every Saturday. For details, check it all out. TheBorgata.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
'94 WIP, and we are here at the Borgata, and this portion of the program during football season, we always try to help people out with a little extra entertainment, and that entertainment would be finding out which games that we should play in college and pro football, and to help us do that is Mark Lawrence. Mark, how are you this fine day?
I'm doing just great, Howard. How are you doing?
Another day in paradise, especially here at the Borgata. Right. All right, so let's get into it. College football, some interesting games, obviously, on the card. Some good games. So who are you looking at, and who do you like today?
Well, what I'm looking to do here today, Howard, you know there's only six undefeated teams in college football left right now, and it's this stage of the season when the noose gets tighter and tighter on these favorites. I'm going to play against two undefeated favorites here. One, an ugly dog we're going to use. The other one, I think, can pull the upset. First one is Rutgers, the ugly dog, taking 26 against Michigan. With Rutgers sitting at 4-4 on the season here right now, they still have bowl eligibility hopes.
Right.
Not realistically a chance to beat Michigan, but at least going into the football game, they feel they have a chance to at least go to a bowl game. I like them plus the 26. Michigan, is not showing much. They've taken on a really, really soft, cushy schedule so far this football season here. And if you take a look, I know their eyes are going to be on Ohio State. I know it's a few weeks down the road, but it's still a Michigan football team that I think is more focused toward a bigger game than they are this. I think Rutgers plus the 26, I'm going to fade Michigan for the first play.
Okay. Who else do you like?
Second game, I'm going to look for the upset here with Texas Tech taking 8 points against TCU. TCU has gone undefeated this football season here and won a lot of games that maybe they got a little bit lucky in, but bottom line is they're still undefeated. But they've got Texas on deck next week, and that will be their game of the year this football season here. And this is a TCU football team that's also has four wins in the season and will look to go bowling this year. This would be that big win to get them there. They've only been out-yarded one time this year, has Texas Tech. I think they can pull the rug out on TCU today. I'll play them plus the 8.
You know, I'm going to ask a question about a team that everybody loves to bet, and that would be Alabama. But there's just something not as good about Alabama this year. And laying 13 on the road, I'm not an LSU fan, but doesn't that seem like it's a little much at LSU?
It seems rather tall. You know, LSU, if LSU wins the football game, they'll control their destiny in the West, and they could win the West. So, I mean, you know, they got a lot to play for here. Both teams have rest coming in here, and while Alabama's stats are not bad, they're just not what they used to be. They're not top 10-ish anywhere. You know, they're top 20, top 30, those types of things. So that means that they're vulnerable at the least. I couldn't lay the points in a game like this, not with so much on the line for LSU.
You don't like LSU, but that would be the only side you could take.
That would be the only side if I went, yes.
Yeah, okay. I won't even ask about Penn State because I could care less. So I really could care less. All right, let's look at the NFL. No Eagles. They already played on Thursday, and it's not a great card, and the byes don't help when you have a lot of teams on byes. But what are you looking at in the pros?
Yeah, basically what we carved out here is eight teams off of the schedule to look at on the weekend here. Six of them had byes, and the Eagles game is already done. So we don't have a lot to order from the menu here. But there are two teams that have underdogs with better offenses and better defenses that I think have a chance to be competitive at least in these football games, if not win them. First is going to be the Indianapolis Colts. And they're taking almost a touchdown here against New England. And it's New England who is not playing very good football right now. If you look at them, they've been out-yarded in three of the last five football games.
Right.
And the Colts are always competitive in their football contests here. Sam Ellinger makes his second start. I don't know if that's good for the Colts, but I do know that Frank Reich will have his football team up for New England here. I think New England's got their own problems, as I say, especially at the quarterback position here. I think the Colts with the better offense, better defense, plus what will be six on Sunday, I'll take those points.
So, yeah, I think it's five in some places now, but you think it's going to be six on Sunday?
I think it might be six. There's too much of a support for New England right now, and anti-Colts is what
it is. All right, who else do you like?
That guy's going to be Monday night New Orleans taking the points against the Baltimore football team that has, again, problems of their own. They're not winning football games impressively in the stats.
No.
And I read a real neat stat here that since Alvin Kamara and Andy Dalton have played together, they're averaging almost 28 points a game, New Orleans is, playing much better football here right now. And they've not been pushed around at all this football season, New Orleans. They won the yards four straight games in a row. And, in fact, when they shut out Vegas, the 183 yards they allowed them was a Vegas season low yardage mark. I got to play New Orleans plus the points with that better offense and better defense as well.
Mark, if you looked at this game before the start of the season, the one I'm about to tell you about, the number would not be what it is right now. The Chargers are only three at Atlanta. Chargers aren't playing as well as people expected. They're a disappointment. And Atlanta's playing better than people expected. I almost like Atlanta in this game by looking at the line. Your opinion on that game?
Well, my opinion to the game is what you've got here is the Chargers were 7 in this football game before the season began in Vegas. You could have bet it. The line was 7. So obviously it's come way, way down because of maybe an underperformance by the Chargers here per se and an overplay by Atlanta in the contest here. I think Atlanta's a bit of a fraud personally. They've only won the yards one time in their football games this season here. And I remember Justin Herbert reading this also, that he's getting better and better and healthier with each passing game. We're going to see him healthy here real soon, and we're going to see a different Charger football team. Will it be on Sunday? I'm not sure, but I do know I'd rather lay less than a field goal now than I would the 7 that was out there before, so I'll play the value with the Chargers.
Okay, all right. Carolina's coming off an overtime game. They're better. They played better the last couple of weeks. I just can't bring myself to look at Carolina, even though they would get 7 points. Do you like Cincinnati at all in this game?
I don't like the game, and I don't like Cincinnati. I don't like the fact that this football team is not the same without Ja'Marr Chase in that lineup here. He is their go-to guy. It's like Joe Burrow. He's got one less arm and one less player to go to, and I didn't see any at all changes by the coaches in that Cleveland Browns game. He just played the same offense as if Chase was in there, and he didn't make any adjustments. I think Cincinnati's got the team there right now that's wobbling right now at the moment here, especially without Chase, so I'm going to stay out of the game.
You know what? I just noticed that Seattle was the favorite yesterday, and now Arizona is the favorite. How did that happen? What the hell is going on there?
I don't know what's going on there. I think there's a lot of opinion of two ways, you know, as to whether or not Seattle's a fraud or Arizona is maybe not as bad as they played.
It's a big move, though. It went from 2-1 way to 2 the other way.
Exactly. You know, there's we're going to find out. I don't think it's going to be a quarterback issue because that's usually what that is a quarterback
issue. Yeah.
There, you know, a Kyler Murray, a Geno Smith type of thing. But you know, if these moves had not occurred, I would only look at Seattle in the football game because they run the football. Arizona doesn't stop it, and Arizona's not good at home at all. So I could only play the Seahawks here.
You know what? The Packers in revenge against Detroit.
Well, revenge from last year when they last played. Yes,
it's hard to take the Packers now with laying points on the road, right?
Yeah, it's very, very difficult. It's as cheap as it's probably been or going to be in this series in a long, long time. But boy, oh boy, we all know Green Bay's got their problems right now, and I just don't know if Aaron Rodgers really enjoys, you know, playing behind center. They were 6.5-point favorites, by the way, in Vegas before the season began in this game. So there's value here to Green Bay, but there's value for a reason because the Packers are not playing good football.
Okay, what's clear in all this is there's a lot of bad games on the card this weekend. I think that's pretty clear. A lot of bad games in the pros on the card. All right, if people have interest in Mark's services, 800-321-7777. Check it out on the internet where you can find out about his newsletter and all this good stuff at playbooksports.com. Mark, the Eagles play next Monday night, a long time off, and we'll check with you next week to see how much of an advantage that is a lot of times for teams, even though it's not a bye week, but it's pretty close, and we'll check that out. And I appreciate it. And I sent you a text message, and I'm not going to mention it on the air. I just want to let you know I sent you a text message on your phone, so just be aware of that. I might as well tell you while I'm on the air. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you next week.
Howard, have a great one. Have a good weekend, and I'll catch you then. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Take care. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.